The title of this mini podcast is Prehab. Well, the grasshopper gave me a new entry for my personal dictionary. Prehab. We all know what rehab is. That's rehabilitation, which always happens after the fact. Notice the attention most people give to rehab. It gets the lion's share and sits on a high rung on the priority ladder. Prehab doesn't occupy the same space for most folks, and lack of it puts the curse of walking under a ladder on us. It's truly amazing the amount of torture we'll put ourselves through when rehabbing. It rarely dawns on us that if we could give less than 10% of that effort to prehabbing, we would prevent the arduous task of rehabilitation. You've heard the expression, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That wisdom is summed up in my new word, prehab. What is it you would give maximum attention to if you knew in advance that lack of said attention would lead to the demise of something you prize? Prehabbing is noticing and then changing your priorities. Prehabbing how you relate to another is worth your notice, as is how you treat your body. Couple of examples. If you're divorced or heading there, chances are pretty good you forgot to prehab. If you have a self-induced physical condition that's causing you disease and pain, you've taken your body for granted and will have to pound yourself into a cure. We live in the fairy tale that we'll be unaffected by our destructive habits until the moment of truth when rehabbing is our only lifeline. Sadly, even rehabbing isn't an option if we pass the point of no return. Prehabbing works. You just have to work at it. You can easily see the downward spiral someone else is on, but again, we live the illusion that we're immune to the rules of reality. It may be time to notice the path you're on as well. It's an easy maxim to remember. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. If you're getting more than your share of pain and suffering, you're headed to rehab. You can head that trip off at the pass by getting into the habit of prehabbing. It begins by noticing where your habit patterns will lead. Then it's time for a personal intervention. That means to take action and interrupt the habit pattern while it's happening. This repeated intervention is the ounce of prevention. Most people know they are living a lie by pretending that won't happen to them. Yes, it will, unless you begin prehabbing. There is a prefabricated medication to avoid rehabilitation. It's a daily dose of prehab. All the best, John.